Matthew 26, verses 69 through 75. Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and the servant girl came up to him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you mean." And when he went out to the entrance, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly you too are one of them, for your accent betrays you." Then he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know the man." And immediately the rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the saying of Jesus, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Jesus said, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Like Peter, we often intend to do the right thing, but our actions speak much louder than our intentions. The lesson here is to weigh the motives of our heart. Do we make bold claims for Jesus, and yet every day deny him the smallest acts of obedience? Do we intend to do great things with our lives for him, and yet every deny fail in the little things? The solution, then, is not to fall back into shame or guilt, but to take seriously the call of Jesus on our lives. Remember that this same Peter who denied Jesus would later write, "Make every effort to confirm your calling and election, for if you do these things, you will never stumble."